Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 26. All right, so today's topic is going to be about beauty. I want to talk about beauty on a budget and a recent visit I had to the East Salon Color Studio. It's in Los Angeles, kind of in the El Segundo area. And I've been a customer of East Salon since 2013. So this is a legit review where I really use the product. This was a sponsored visit, but my interest and what I like about East Salon is true. And I don't talk about things unless I really, really like them decide to then, do a podcast or a blog post about them. And this episode is based on a blog post, Beauty on a Budget, a trip to the East Salon Color Studio. So you can find it on mixitupwithcurves.com, and I will link it in the show notes for you. You will see some products that I'll kind of talk about there, and you will also see, what I'm wearing. Because I wore a little Target dress. Well, I think I'm like head to toe Target, which has nothing to do with hair, but you know me. So you will see the outfit linked there as well. And I happened to match Color Studio's decor outside, so it was perfect. So I'll have that all linked there in the show notes for you. So first, I want to talk a bit about curly hair and the struggle with getting hair products, finding a stylist. And, you know, curly hair will do all kinds of crazy things. Like if you get a haircut, it shrinks up and does weird things. And if you, you know, have the wrong products in it, it can look like a hot mess. So when I went to the color studio and had such a great visit, and I liked the outcome in terms of how my hair looks, I was like, okay, I need to do a post on this. Because I know that it's rough out there, people, for curly hair. I think there's more products now, but it's still where you really have to know your hair and know what works for you, and you can't just slap anything on it or it just doesn't work. So I want to get into East Salon and the way this kind of their subscription service works. So in the past, I was using like just box hair color. Well, I used to get highlights a long time ago, and then with curly hair, that was like a 3-hour event, just doing the hair color and them detangling my hair. I even had someone like leave like a big knot in my hair and go, okay, I need to go to the next client. I'm like, wait, what? This is crazy. So the way this works is it's custom hair color. So think of like the convenience of box hair color, that you can just go to the drugstore and get it, and it's inexpensive, but the quality is better and they can adjust it to what you want. So the way I started using it is I found it in a magazine, and then I thought I'll just give it a try. So you will like upload a picture, and then you let them know kind of what you're looking for in terms of adjusting your hair color, and they send you the custom color. And then afterwards, you can, you know, if you wanted to go lighter or darker, you can message them when they're making it. They'll like send you a notification, like, hey, an email notification that they are working on your hair color. And you just say, oh, you know, I want to go lighter, I want more brown, I want less red, that sort of thing. So I've done adjustments over the years with my hair color, and I think I've kind of landed on the color that I like. So they just go ahead and they adjust it. But what I like is that they're honest. So if you're like, I want to go light, like if I'm like trying to do like Beyonce blonde, they'll tell me, hey, you probably need to go and get that professionally done. It's not going to work well for your hair color doing it at home. So I have the subscription that comes monthly, but you can change it to, sometimes I'll back it up to like every 6 weeks, depending on what's going on. You can also add on items. So if you're feeling like you need to add more conditioner or, you know, some kind of treatment, you can do that as well to your subscription. And sometimes they'll have a discount and that sort of thing. So it's pretty convenient. I feel like the quality is pretty good for, you know, at home hair color. And then they also have different tools you can get too. So after this visit, I think I'm going to be getting like the brushes, for instance, because I usually didn't do that. And I noticed that it looked a lot better afterwards compared to what I was doing just with the bottle. Okay, so let's talk about Color Studio. So it was pretty cool because it's also like their corporate office. So you can see them working on the products, and you see the boxes and all that too in the back, but not in the front. It's, they don't have a ton of people there in terms of stylists or getting their hair done. So it's about one to two clients at a time. And so my stylist was Stefano. He was so friendly, but also I liked that he had curly hair too. So it was like, oh, he understands. And they have an education portion to your color application. So he was telling me like, oh, you might want to split your hair up into smaller pieces, because I was just doing like the six or the four, and he's like, because you have so much hair. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he was also talking about different products that he likes, that he was recommending in terms of for curls and for more moisture and that sort of thing. So I felt like that was helpful in case you're like, well, I want to change it up, or I want to do a treatment. I think periodically going into the studio helps to just make sure you're on track, and then just to get pampered a little bit too, I think. And what I like about my visit is that they're basically using the same custom hair color that I'm already using. So I didn't have to, there was no guesswork. It was just like, oh, we already have your account and we have the hair color you're using. So super easy. And then they also know what products I've used in the past. So for styling, they were able to, provide those products for me as well. Okay, so after the hair color was set, rinsed, and all that, and finished up, they styled my hair, and we used a diffuser. So again, the stylist knew about curly hair. It's, even though, you know what, I'll be honest, I don't use a diffuser that much because I don't have time. But if I did have time, I would use a diffuser. So it was nice to take a second and do things right. Anyway, and then we talked about different hair products, and he suggested some, and they tried some on me. So I wanted to get into the different products that I use from eSalon. Okay, so I'll kind of like go in order of the ones I use the most. So the first one I'd say is the Camo Mist. So this is camo, like camouflage. It's when your little grays, or the stylist, he was referring to gray hairs as sparkles. I like that. So it's a spray that you can just put in between your root touch-ups. So when I see a little bit of grays poking out, or if my hair color is like beginning to fade on the top or looking kind of funky, so I might spray a little bit there, but it's mostly for gray coverage. And I like that their Camo Mist, they have the different hair colors, so it can, more closely match your custom hair color. So I've been using that on repeat, and that way I'm not having to color my hair so frequently, which could be damaging, right? If you're putting color on top of color, doing it too early on. All right, so after the Camo Mist, I would say my next runner up is a Universal Leave-In. And so this is something anyone can use, any type of hair color, I mean hair texture, I should say. But I like that it's lightweight. So sometimes you get a leave-in and it's just a little too much, especially for curly hair, where it can like make your curls kind of shrink up too much, or it just, or weighs it down. And I like this one. It's pretty lightweight, and I can kind of mix it in with my alcohol-free hair gel that I use for my morning routine, and I can use it to kind of refresh my hair, because again, I don't wash my hair every day, or I haven't said that actually. So first time hearing that. I don't wash my hair every day, and so this leave-in helps to kind of refresh it during that morning routine when I'm getting ready, for my day. My third product after the Camo Mist and after the Universal Leave-In would be the Shine Silk, if I can say it. Shine Silk. This is just like a shine serum. Again, it's lightweight, like the Universal Leave-In conditioner. So you can put it on. I like to put it on my ends or the hair that's kind of framing my face a bit, where you want it to look nice and smooth. Sometimes on top too, when I'm like doing, maybe blow drying a bit or whatever, and you'll have like these like frizzy hairs that are, like a little halo. So I like to use the Shine Silk to kind of tame those little hairs down, and it smells amazing. So again, it's nice to kind of refresh your hair, for that morning routine when I'm getting ready for my day. So that one is another one I definitely would recommend for curly hair, or for any type of hair, but for curly hair, I know it's hard to find stuff, and I like this one, and I don't feel like it's too heavy or too kind of greasy. So you'll see in this blog post that I have the three products linked for you in the description, kind of my review on each one. And then in terms of what I was wearing, you know, when you go to the salon, you want to keep it super simple. So I just had this dress from Target, just throw it on. It's not a zip or a button or anything. You just throw it on. It's a V-neck style short sleeve. And it has kind of like a floral print. It's from A New Day. I just belted it. I have this other belt now that I'm into. You've probably seen the one with the gold buckle. I've had like, I don't know, wearing it like all the time for months. This one is also A New Day. I'm wearing a size XL, and this one is like a translucent belt buckle. So that's kind of cool that it was a little different. And then I just threw a knit blazer from A New Day over the outfit to kind of add some additional structure. And then my trusty black heels from A New Day are also there. So all of those pieces are linked for you on the blog. The knit blazer that I have is an oldie but goodie, but I know that they just came out with one recently, so you'll see that linked in the blog. The dress is still in store, so that's linked in the blog. So is the belt. And then the shoes, they still have a similar style that's at the store. So I'll link that in the blog for you too. Now, if you don't want to read the blog post, but you just want to see a fun video, I'll have this video that is basically footage of me at Color Studio. And then you hear me talking too, because you know I'm a talker. It'll be on the blog post there. So, and you'll see just kind of the before and after of my visit to Color Studio. Okay, want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixitupwithcurves.com and you will see the blog post that this episode is based on, Beauty on a Budget, a trip to the Color Studio, East Salon Color Studio. And in it, you're going to see linked there the products, the three products, the Camo Mist, the Universal Leave-In, and the Shine Silk. And then you will see the clothing as well. I'll have that dress I just talked about from A New Day. It's pretty much head to toe, yeah, Target style there. So that's all linked for you. If you like what you're hearing, especially since this is a beauty review and I do want to start talking about beauty a little bit, because I also, you know, do that on a budget. So some things I don't. But if you like what you're hearing, go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe. I know you're listening, so subscribe. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. And then check out my Patreon. That'll help me with making, you know, content that works for you. And if you want to find me, I am on Instagram. I'm at Mix It Up With Curves. That's my handle. If you don't want to find me, that's okay. And don't forget to sign up for my Favorite Finds newsletter. So that's where you get links to items before they appear on the blog post, or they might not get on the blog, you know. So I just want to make sure I get those items out to you, so I do the shopping for you. You don't have to worry about it. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.